This is Action Podcast with Paul Bailey and Chris Jansen.
So, Paul, I was talking to a colleague at work today about... he came up to me and was asking for some help, and specifically he was looking for a mentor in a specific area of work. And I think mentoring is a really interesting area that a lot of people would benefit from and perhaps don't even know where to start or perhaps even what a mentor is. And I thought it would be a really good, interesting topic that people could relate to.
Yeah, it's a good idea, actually, because quite often when we first start studying coaching, we're told to define the difference between mentoring, coaching, counseling, and all those other kind of good therapies and things like that. So, yeah, it's probably a very good idea just to cover that as a topic in its own right.
So tell us, Paul, what is a mentor versus a coach?
Oh, darn it! You're gonna. Well, in my instructions, I was told that a coach is somebody that will be there for you to bounce ideas off, but they won't give you their opinion, they won't judge you, and they won't tell you what the answer is. Whereas somebody who is a mentor is somebody that has been through it before, had the experience, come out the other end, and is willing to impart the stories and the experience and the knowledge that they have gained through going through the experience themselves.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I think that's the easy way to think of it is a mentor is someone who has gone through it and can tell you kind of the exact steps to go through, whereas a coach is can help you in a variety of different ways, but may not always have the exact steps for you. And I think coaching and mentoring go hand in hand quite well together. And I think a lot of people would benefit from a mentor in some way, especially if they're trying to do something new, and that
Absolutely.
May be starting their own business. It may be going after a certain goal they haven't tried before. A personal trainer is a really great example where someone who has perhaps lost some weight and worked out on a regular basis can tell you the exact techniques you need to use. I just think a lot of people would benefit from them, but a lot of people really don't necessarily have easy mentors in their lives, do they?
Well, it's difficult sometimes for people to track down a mentor and what they are and what sort of shape or form they're going to be taking. Identifying who will be a mentor for them, because quite often it's an active role. You actually ask someone to be a mentor and they mentor you. But sometimes it can actually be a passive role.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, because I think the key thing to get that if you're seeking to be mentored, so you're looking for someone else to mentor you, is you ultimately want someone to be someone that you can believe that they know what they're talking about, so they're a bit of an authority in the area, even if authority is in quotation marks, to say they may not be an official authority, but they've been through it. It's someone that you respect and it's someone that you trust. And to your point about being passive, I think what a lot of people may overlook when they're looking for a mentor is the fact that you actually don't need to have a personal relationship with that mentor. I mean, I probably have about 10 or 12 mentors in my life, and none of them know it, because it may be people I work with, it may be people I admire in the industry, it may be people I found online who I've seen them do what they do, and I'd love to be able to follow that same path. And so while I don't actually talk to them about their experiences, I can go onto their website, or I can read their books, and find out exactly what they're doing. And you can model that behavior, if you like, model the actions. And really, that's a big key to success. So you can be quite passive from the other person's perspective, but maybe a bit more active on your side to actually go out and find out what they're doing or how they've got there.
Yeah, I guess it also depends on the subject that you're trying to cover as well, because quite often when I go to get some mentoring from somebody, it's usually on a very specific part of a topic. I don't expect them to be a guru who knows absolutely everything about everything. So if I was interested in learning some tricks and tips of how to edit a website, I would go to one individual. If it's about writing, a different individual. If it's about coaching, then somebody completely and utterly different.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's a great way to look at it, that you can kind of pick different elements and different bits of knowledge from different people, and your mentor doesn't need to be everything and be that guru all wrapped up in one person. Mm. It could be 10 people, it could be 5 people, or maybe it's just 2 people. But you can pick what you like from each person, and you can see that person as a mentor. And I think that's also what helps with them not having to be, not always having to be that personal relationship with them. Because you may actually rely on them for so much and sometimes be disappointed that they don't have all the answers. And so I think spreading yourself across various people can be a very effective way to get the mentorship that you'll really benefit from.
Yeah. So can you give us an example then of something that you have been mentored on?
Well, yeah, I think specifically is I'm working on a couple of websites that I want to create some new lines of business for me. And while I've worked in marketing and my company's created websites in the past, I personally don't know how to build a website or don't know all the ins and outs yet. And so I've looked at a couple of resources out there for how to build a website. I've also looked at people who are already successful, other coaches who are already running very, very successful websites for their own coaching business. And so one thing I do is I just go on their website and I do a little audit. I just go on the website, see what kind of tools they use, see if I can go down to the bottom of the page and find out who built the site or if it's powered by certain engines like a WordPress. How have they designed the navigation of the site? What kind of products do they have on that site? So even just doing a bit of a review and just studying a site. One little great thing, a great little tip is I've actually created a folder of bookmarks in my browser, and I've called one Coaching Sites I Like and one I've called Coaching Sites I Don't Like.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually have a full list. I can go back to any time. I can quickly troll through these sites and, again, be inspired by different ideas. And there are some sites that I don't like, so I can go back to them. I can remind myself as to what I don't want to do and what things that kind of turn me off. So just by going through and doing a bit of an audit is one. The other way I suggest is a lot of the people who are successful in some area, it doesn't have to be about website building, have created some sort of, maybe it's a book, maybe it's a podcast, maybe it is a website, maybe it's a downloadable content or ebook. That a bit of their insider story on how they reached the level of success that they have. So a lot of people are out there just telling their own success story, and I always find that quite inspiring as well, to see what kind of struggles they came through and what they had to overcome. So again, it doesn't have to be just your own work, but sometimes if you do a little digging, maybe there's some content that they've already produced. Okay. The third area is, in some cases, people are quite accessible, even if they are a world famous author. Again, in today's technology and everyone on email, I would recommend just emailing the author directly and saying, "Hey, I've got some questions for you," and ask some questions in an email, and you'd be surprised how many people will openly want to help other people.
Yeah, I was going to say, actually, what about when somebody comes to you for mentoring? So, instead of you looking for a mentor, but somebody actually comes to you for some mentoring, how does that change the relationship with that person, or what do you do to help them?
Well, that's a great question. And I think, more on the formal side of mentoring, if you did want to have that face-to-face relationship, I think there's a couple of things that work really well. I think going back to the initial points I made is you want to approach someone who is there has to be some mutual respect and understanding and trust amongst each other, and you can set up a formal mentoring relationship. And I think one of the best way to do that is to agree on specifically what area the person would like mentorship in, and to have regular conversations about that. So whether that's a weekly meeting or mm-hmm. every 2 weeks or maybe it's monthly, you want to be able to keep up the momentum. And similar to coaching, you want to establish some sort of some sort of goals or measurable outcomes that you're after. So when you're being a successful mentor and that you're actually focusing your time and your thoughts and your tips on the right area.
Okay.
So I think bottom line is just it's worthwhile if someone does approach you to be a mentor. It's worth just having that kind of first kickoff conversation of not jumping right into advice, but actually talking about how that relationship as a mentor could work in relation to any other relationship you may already have.
And so what sort of ground rules do you think that should be laid out at the beginning up front?
I think the ground rules should be what areas that you want to discuss, what areas, and equally what areas you don't want to discuss, because sometimes it can be human nature. If someone asks you for advice, you start giving them advice in every area of their life or in more areas than they necessarily came to you for. So it's worthwhile getting that very clear right at the start. I think it's also the ground rules would be what kind of advice the person would like, or how would they like that advice? Is it straightforward, here's the three things you need to do, or is it more softer side of things, that it's just providing a different perspective and letting the person go away? Because I think it's what's important in that relationship is that both the mentor and the mentee will want different outcomes from that relationship. So it's really good just to get that clear from the start.
Absolutely, absolutely. So one piece of advice for tracking down your mentor for whatever the subject is, what would you say that would be?
Well, I think if it's in a work environment that already exists, and so it's perhaps someone in your office that you want to, or in your organization or in your school that you want to connect with, I would just go up and approach the person and say, I'm looking for some help or some guidance in this area, and I was thinking about having some mentor, and wonder if you'd be willing to talk about that or interested in talking about that. Because some people may not. Some people, it may not be their thing. Maybe they're uncomfortable with it. So it's worthwhile just approaching it in a way that gives the other person the option of whether they want to join in or not. I think the second area is if it's perhaps outside of your work or you don't think there's someone directly that you can work with, I would approach your manager or whomever is the right person in the company. Maybe it's the HR person. And ask them if there are any external mentors. A lot of companies have advisors or consultants that they work with, or asking your boss if there's someone outside of the organization who's been in your position before that could help. And I think the third area I would suggest is good old Google, is going on to Google and doing some research on mentoring and how to find the right mentor. And there'll be thousands and thousands of great resources out there for you.
Good idea. Definitely a good idea. That's great, Chris. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. So I guess that's all the time we have for tonight, Paul. So thanks for that chat. And if any of our listeners want to have any questions or have any comments on this podcast, please do go online back to actionpodcast.com and please leave us a comment.
Great. Thanks Chris. Thanks, Paul.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So to summarize what we talked about tonight about mentors, if you're looking for help in some area, maybe it's with a goal or maybe it's in your career or even in something wider like relationships, a mentor can be a great avenue for you. So to find a mentor, you can either ask someone that you work with, ask your manager, maybe there's someone in the company. You can go online to find resources for that. And remember as well that you don't need to limit it to just one mentor. You can draw on different resources, draw on different people for different aspects. And when you do finally find the person you do want to work with, make sure you sit down for that first meeting and kind of lay down the ground rules on how the best relationship is going to work for the two of you. And we wish you luck and great success. Enjoy.